The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio. Stay with me. Stay with me. 5 after 7 o'clock. It's November 7th. It's a Thursday. Look at this guy. Look at it. Al Hurt was this guy's name. Listen to this, Nolens. Nolens at its best. Right here. Here we go. Here we go. Come on, let's get started here. Come on now. Here we go. Good morning. Good morning, New York. Good morning, New Jersey. Good morning, the United States of America. Great to have you with us. Oh, man, this guy, I was in seventh grade. I'm at West Essex High School, and I was like out of Bloomfield, New Jersey, and I was up in a whole new land. You know, listen to this. Listen to this guy. And they said, Joe, you want to play the trumpet? I picked up the trumpet, and I found this guy, Al Hurt. It would have been his birthday today. Would have been 97 years old. So I'll tell you what. I love all good musicians, and this is one guy you never hear from. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us, 707. Thank you, Big Al, for remembering Al Hurt, a hero of mine when I was a kid trying to get through school. Hey, so listen, we have Judge Napolitano with us. Stay with us. We're going to talk to the judge. I will ask my longtime friend from Bloomfield, New Jersey, from Brookdale Elementary School, where I went with Johnny Vargo and Johnny Labadia and Kenny Russo. And we did have some wasps there. There were, like, I think Richard Stout was it, that was the one. Everybody else was Italian or Jewish. I was brought up with all those guys that in the great town of Bloomfield, New Jersey, baby. And Judge Napolitano was there. And he's a longtime friend. And everybody said, oh, he doesn't like the president. Oh, he's anti-this, he's anti-that. Let's just relax and talk it out. And you're welcome to call. You could call. You could, put your opinion out there. Because I am in my Deepak Chopra state of mind. Oh, I meditated yesterday, man. I tell you, when you around, I was with Deepak Chopra yesterday at the Chambers Center for Well-Being in Morristown, New Jersey. And what am I doing? Only because my friend Ray, who was a mentor and a dear friend and a great guy who really gave up everything on Wall Street to help out the less fortunate. He's a saint. He's an ambassador to the United Nations now, helping children, curing kids from malaria and feeding children in Africa. A saint of a man. We call him Saint Raymond. And he invited me, so I was in good company, and he's friends with Deepak. And Joe, your schedule is so fast. You're going out of speed. That could be dangerous. You don't stop. This is what my friend Ray. And I love when people care about you like that. We want you to go with Deepak. You listen to Deepak. You settle down. You meditate. You kind of bring. And it's so not me, you know. But I tell you, I went in and I meditated. And being around Deepak Chopra, there is an aura around Deepak. He really is. He's very bright, very nice, very grounded, very down to earth. But there's a wisdom about him. And I told him, I said, Deepak, I could see in your eye, you have a sixth sense. He has, you know, he's a step ahead of you, and he's so incredibly knowledgeable. Did an hour and a half at the Mayo Theater yesterday, Morristown Theater, great theater in Morristown. Did an hour and a half, not one note, Deepak Chopra. So I said, Deepak, I know, you know, we're kind of very patriotic on the show. I use the word patriotic. People think we're right wing. We're not right wing. We're patriotic. Okay.
We're in one nation under God, and God we trust. We support the president. Whoever the president is, we support the president of the United States. We support this country. All right? We don't like when lifetime bureaucrats, you call them lifetime bureaucrats. I may call them the deep state. But when they try to take us down, we have a little problem with that. You know, we're going onward and forward, and we're not going to let people take us down like that. So I said, Deepak, we're very patriotic on the show. And I said, you're welcome to come on. He said, I'd love to come on. So we're going to book Deepak Chopra. He's got a new book called Meta Human. And we suggest, if you're a Deepak fan, to check that out. So it was a big night. But for me to meditate, to be the breathe in and breathe out. And Deepak's going, so I'm going like, am I going to do this? And I told Al earlier, I wanted to grab my phone and check messages. Do you do that? Okay, I'll meditate, but let me just check my messages first, you know? Let me look at my phone, and I can't, that's all I can do. Then. And then I'm going to take the phone out, then the light of the phone is like glaring, you know? I don't want to be rude in there, you know? So I didn't take the phone, and I saw, and then when they said, you have to turn your palms up, apparently, I don't know what that does, but for some reason, you turn your palms up. I turn my palms up. I say, okay, let me go with this a little bit. And I think, I don't know that if I can't decide whether I meditated or fell asleep. I think I took a nap. I think we go ahead. So I think you're with all these really smart people who are at the Chamber Center of Wellbeing, and they're all they're all Deepak. And then you have the great legend, the great Deepak Chopra. And I'm there going, what? I said, to meditate like that, whatever it was. Imagine if I talk, you know, you wake up, you talk. I stepped in the rear, like Ralph Cramden.
That's the best.
Harry stepped in the rear, huh?
Huh?
When he and Ed Norton are watching the late night TV, you know? to the bus, tickets, fares. I hope I didn't embarrass anybody. That's all I know. So it was a great night for me. And let me just tell you before we bring our buddy Frankie in, 7-Eleven. There's Frankie's number, baby. We're at the Chelsea Piers today for a magnificent event. It's called the St. Francis Food Pantries, and it's called Doodles for Hunger. They have celebrities sketch these little sketches, right, of anything. I did one of my children, and then they auction them off. So we go up and we auction, and that money helps the hungry, helps people just really battling hunger. And you forget, in the United States of America, so Joe Sano, our guy over there at the St. Francis Food Pantries. And, of course, I all my roads lead to the Katsimatidis family, man. John is there. He goes, if John's there and Margo's there, you know I'm going to be there. And that's how I found out about Mr. Sano, and they honored me last year. 7,000 turkeys are going to give out Thanksgiving. How about that? Isn't that great? 7,000. And who are they honoring? Commissioner O'Neill, who was a great guy. And, you know, as he steps away from the NYPD after his stellar service to this great city, we're going to honor Commissioner O'Neill. I think Commissioner Nigro is going to be there. It's going to be a great night. And we got the band. I got Vinny Raniolo on guitar, one of the great guitar. I have the honor of playing with some really cool cats. And so we're going to rip it up on stage. And that is tonight. And if you go to St. Francis Food Pack, if you go to, you know what, you go to Doodles for Hunger, and you'll see where we are. Come on down and join this soiree. We're going to have fun. Now, tomorrow, I have a commitment. I do have Frankie Five. First of all, Frankie Five Bros, welcome back to the soiree.
Thank you.
You sound great. Al, doesn't he sound great?
Fantastic.
I overslept this morning.
Better than he had when he got back from Italy. He was excited.
Well, I didn't get a lot of sleep in Italy, and I came back with a very minor Italian cold. But I knew I was in trouble this morning, Joe, when was conscious. I was asleep, but I was conscious enough that I was dreaming, and I said, uh-oh. I said, wow, I never dream during the week. I only dream Friday into Saturday because it's the only night that I'm asleep long enough to actually dream. And I said, wait a minute. Yeah. It's not the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
And I looked at my watch, and it was significantly later than it normally
is. You're just a workhorse, and I love you. And my mother always says, you know, Frankie works so hard, and we appreciate that. So when you said, when I heard that you could go out to dinner with Mr. Katsimatidis.
We had a great time, by the way. A lot of fun.
You know what? There's nobody better. You go out. This is our
our family, man. I'm telling you right now. And then for Jerry to go out, Jerry's working harder than ever on the radio station, bringing great success to this radio station. And you go out, I'm glad you went out. You have to do that. You have to go out. And you never, because you don't do that. You'll go to one of those rank and file meetings. What the heck?
Yes, rank and file. Yes. That's right. That's right.
What was it called?
You know, it's funny. I'm listening on
Charter the Revision Commission.
I'm listening on the Cats at Night show last night, and Craig Eaton, who was in studio with us, the former chairman of the Brooklyn Republican Party, he's one of the co-hosts for the evening. He's saying, "Yeah, I don't know. I didn't hear anything about any of these ballot questions, and all I wanted to do was scream. Where have you been for the last year and a half? This is all I've been talking about."
Listen, man, you changed it. You changed it.
Well,
listen,
yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't get up and walk out of the room. Like, no, I said I'm done.
By the way, Charlie Finch is so right. Professor Finch is so right. You should be down covering the Roger Stone trial.
I wish I was. I was just texting with Roger. He seems to be in pretty good spirits. And
you should go down for a day. I think we might be able to pull that off. I'm telling you.
I would love to do that.
And you do the phone. You phone in, because this is collateral damage from the deep state, and this is where I do get upset, because it's collateral damage. General Flynn is collateral damage. People forget. Even people don't like Michael Cohen because, oh, he sold out the president. But Michael Cohen was just a lawyer trying to defend citizen Donald J. Trump. And they went in. The DOJ went in. Like Anthony Pope. If you Google the Monday show, when was Anthony with us? It was Monday.
Monday. Tuesday at 8 o'clock.
Tuesday at 8 o'clock. It was great. Anthony was great. It's like what's happening with the power of the Department of Justice that goes in and destroys these lives. And Roger Stone, listen, whether you like Roger or not, or agree with Roger or not, no, I know he's like a lightning rod in the world of politics, but there is no way they should have raided his house in a pre-dawn raid, and there's no way that man should be on trial, Frankie Fiber.
Oh, I mean, look, you're going to get no argument from me. Honestly, you know, Roger's a friend of mine, has been for 20 years, but I would say the same thing about him if he wasn't a friend of mine. You know, and my fear is, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, given the nature of the jury pool, my fear is that they will convict him not of these absurd crimes that he's charged of, which are really serious crimes like obstruction of proceeding, lying to Congress. Because we all know, Joe, most of the federal prisons are populated with people convicted of obstruction of proceeding and lying to Congress. Say that again,
because that is such a my father would have loved that statement that you just said. Because why are people mostly in federal prisons, Frank?
Well, no, they're not. That's why I'm saying it's selective prosecution. So he's charged with obstruction of proceeding. He's charged with lying to Congress, and he's charged with witness intimidation of a witness who has had a really unhealthy obsession with Roger for his whole
Randy
life.
Critical,
yeah, exactly,
mean?
Right. Yeah, and yeah. So I'm looking at my hope is, and I have no confidence my hope is that the jury will, one, evaluate the evidence and not convict Roger just because he's friends with Donald Trump, and two, they're going to see what a disaster Randy is as a witness, and then all the other people testifying against Roger, Steve Bannon, Rick Gates, and a couple of others.
What are they going to say?
I don't know. Well, Jerome Corsi apparently has a different recollection of the WikiLeaks communications than Roger Stone does, so it's Jerome Corsi, Rick Gates, and Steve Bannon. Those are the Trump people testifying against Roger. Hopefully the jury will find them and their affiliations with Trump more odious than Roger's. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting.
It is 18 after 7 o'clock with Joe on the radio. So tomorrow, too, I have to tell you, if I may. And by the way, let's try to get you down there. How long is that trial going to go on? Do you know, Frank?
The judge told the jurors that she expects it to go about 3 weeks.
Yeah, you should go down for a day. You really should. Let's figure out what we can do. We'll get some plane fare.
Put him on the Acela. He could sleep on the train.
No, you can't take the train to Florida, but you could call in, which is great. As we found out from Europe, you can call in most of the time. You're going to get a good connection. Now, tomorrow we have the Rawlings Gold Glove Awards with our good friends at Rawlings. So I have early morning things to do, and now I just got a note from Neil's show.
from Neil Cavuto, Coast to Coast on Fox Business. Can I stop in today? I have a show tonight. I don't know. I'm being pulled every which way, so I may have to step away from the microphone tomorrow morning just to because I may have a contractual commitment to Rawlings and proud to be there, by the way. And we do an early morning thing, and I may be able to not be able to stay on the air. So, Frankie, you could cover that. You try to just don't go out tonight, okay, Frank?
Oh, no, I'm not. Trust me. Declining every invitation.
Just don't go out. But I got to answer that. We're going to take a break. And then yes, we're gonna bring on my friend Judge Napolitano. And by the way, remember this number if you can, 877-970-2999. Balance and Age your phone lines. You're welcome to call. Frankie, did you imbibe a little bit last night?
You know what? Honestly, especially by my standards, nothing significant. I think I had two or three glasses of red wine.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, no.
Mild. Come on.
Mid bag of shells.
I mean, good thing you didn't ask about the size of the glass that they give you at this particular restaurant. So.
Remember that? Remember, Debbie, we were in Tuscany with Pierre Luigi, and then who sat right next to me? Frankie Five Boroughs, because I was just sipping. I was sipping, and then they said, "Oh, dump your wine into the wine container." Right. My wine went into Frank Morano's glass.
That's right. I tried to get Debbie to sit at our table that day, but she never wanted to sit with us.
She was there for a little while.
Wait, she visited. Frank, were you drunk by the time I sat over there?
Yes. I have no recollection at all of you being there. No.
I sat with you guys.
None. I don't remember that at all.
For right after the lasagna that we had, I came over. I hung out with you. I have pictures with you guys.
You did.
Frank, I'm going to send you the picture to read.
So that's where that picture is from. I saw that photo. I was wondering where it was from.
I was actually hanging out with you guys for quite a while.
Yeah.
You were.
Yes, it was delightful.
With your mom.
Oh, my. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, Debbie's on the road. Debbie's on the roads for you. Checking out traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
We were all tipsy that day after trying 8 wines. It was so much fun. Good morning to you. Let's see what's happening, Joe, as you head to Sunrise Highway westbound, getting out toward Connectquod State Park. It's this ongoing road work over there, and that's what's causing the delay. Traffic is moving pretty slowly for you as you head over to the westbound side of the Bruckner, getting down toward the Deegan with the stalled car being cleared. The Belt Parkway westbound, right past Sunrise Highway, getting reports of a 5-car accident. Grand Central Parkway West at the Cross Island, an accident there. Southbound Whitestone Expressway past the Whitestone Bridge, an accident. Inbound GWB up to 40 to the upper, 30 to the lower, about 10 to 15 in from the Palisades Parkway. Lincoln 30 minutes in. Holland still about 30 as well. 280 East exit 13 into Newark, a crash. Traffic moving slowly as you head over to 287 South. Again at Route 80 in Parsippany, an accident just about cleared. 18 northbound in New Brunswick, an accident still working. Rain likely today, high of 57. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Now at Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers, buy a 2-pack of Night Vision Brilliant Headlamps and get 2 Proformer wiper blades free at participating Napa Auto Parts and Napa Auto Centers. Some restrictions apply. While supplies last, offer ends 12/31/19.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. Join me tonight to hear my compelling conversations with the movers, shakers, and newsmakers of our time.
I'm an equal American just like you are.
People call me because they feel nobody's paying attention.
So check out my show. One-on-one, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stock futures are higher, helped by reports the U.S. and China have plans to cancel tariffs in stages. Dish Network is stepping up its efforts to build a new wireless company to compete with AT&T, Verizon, and the merged T-Mobile and Sprint. Dish just hired 2 veteran executives to help it run the business, one previously at Nokia, the other from Sprint. The company also recently purchased 9 million prepaid customer plans. It picked up that business from T-Mobile and Sprint, which sold it to receive government approval to merge. However, the two are still facing a legal challenge from states. Toyota says its summer quarter earnings improved from a year ago was helped by stronger sales in North America and Japan. The Dow closed flat yesterday. The Nasdaq was down 24 and the S&P was up 2. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Nothing changes your life more than God or love than moving your credit score 120 points. I'm John Hope Bryan, founder of Operation Hope. I want you to go to OperationHope.org and take your life back. Get your dignity back. Join the Hope 700 Credit Score Community Program and take your life back. Go to OperationHope.org today or call us at 404-941-2919 today.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I started taking them about 7.5 years ago. It was right after I lost my husband. My husband passed away. I was grieving so bad I wasn't eating at all. I mean, I just didn't care. And so I heard the advertisements on the radio, and I thought, well, my family's upset about me. I got to get myself straight, and I started taking them. So I always say they kind of saved my life, you know. They gave me back my life. I would say that.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
Hey, let me ask you something. Would you seat your 3-year-old child on a windowsill? Would you seat them beside a lit fireplace or by the deep end of a pool? One last question. Would you seat your child in a car seat that's not correct for them? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Secure their future. Seat them in the correct car seat. For more information, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Ever wonder what the real story is behind a headline-making legal case or the reasons for a judge's decision? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews with those who make the laws and those who protect your rights through the rule of law. Tom asks the questions, and you get to hear the revealing answers. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
My goodness, still get chills every time I hear that great voice of the great Pavarotti. And I have another Italian-American friend that I love dearly, heart and soul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, Fox News senior judicial analyst, former New Jersey Superior Court judge, and longtime elementary school buddy. Judge, welcome back to the show. How are you, Andrew?
Come on, Joey, good morning. How are you? So my producer, in order to tell me that you were on the phone, didn't say you were on the phone. He said, Judge, Piscopo is here. I said, Piscopo was here?
You thought
and
I was there.
Out of my office.
I know. I see you so
well,
much.
You were here the other day. I didn't even know you were going to be here. All of a sudden, I turned around, and there you were, hugging me, kissing me.
It was great. It was at the America's Newsroom with Sandra and with Bill, which is great over there. Great family over there. And then with Eric Maria's show. And they got you going from one show to the next show to the next show. But I have to tell you what happened, because we have, that by the grace of God, we're doing very well on this show, Andrew, you know, and we have ad after ad after ad. And Al, our news guy, he runs the ads and he yells, you got to do this. I saw your name came up. We blew off everything to open up the airways for you, Judge, you know.
Because my
longtime friend. But Judge, can I start here too, because I love you and we're such and look, you're my friend and I'm proud to call you my friend, and you have the greatest intellect. Your mind, you remind me of my dad. I said this to our mutual friend Anthony Pope, you know, there's some great legal minds and you are one of those great legal minds, and I love you.
Well,
for that.
Anthony Pope remembers the days when your father was trying cases before me in the Bergen County Courthouse, and the courtroom was packed, not to hear me, but to hear him. And it was packed with other lawyers.
He knew.
Was in front of the Politano. Let's go in and see what they're doing.
He knew every joke.
And how was anything done?
I know. My old man, rest his soul, he knew every joke, and they were all politically incorrect, by the way. But back in
yes,
the day, you
were.
Could do it. He went in. And
those just... jokes, I got to tell you, those jokes, those politically incorrect jokes, were articulated in open public courtrooms. I mean, if you did that today, you'd be suspended from practicing law.
Yeah, imagine. And I remember my father. They would go to my father, and they'd be what we'd call in workman's comp. They'd be like what they would call referees, and then they would say, "Oh, the judge wants to see you." When the lawyers were waiting, they went, "Mr. Piscopo, the judge wants to see you." Why did the judge want to see my father? To hear the new jokes that my father came up with.
Exactly.
That was about.
Exactly.
You're listening to two longtime friends, Andrew Napolitano and Joe Piscopo, and I want to just stay on this for 2 seconds because Andrew always. Reminds me when I went and I had the divorce and I was in Bergen County.
Oh, God.
And I said,
I'm sitting on the bench trying a case, and we take a break, and one of the sheriff's officers comes in and says, "Judge, I got to talk to you. What is it?" "There's a guy in the lobby who claims to be Joe Piscopo and is demanding that you hear his divorce because he says you'll rule in his favor." "You got to be kidding. This person is saying it in public. Throw him out of the courthouse." And then they come back and they go, "It really is Joe Piscopo."
That was the best. I saw the docket.
What are friends for if they can't do you a favor, right?
Exactly. Hey, look, Bloomfield is Bloomfield. In a courtroom or not. And I'm looking at the docket. He goes, "Judge Andrew Napolitano, he's a superior court. Look at this guy. He did so good. Can I go see him?" They said, "No, you can't go see him." I said, "I thought I could pull some streaks." Oh, Andrew, it's the best. You know, you got to laugh. Andrew, and what I want to... I opened the show this morning. You know, I was with our mutual friend Raymond Chambers. How great is Ray Chambers? I mean, a beautiful man.
God, how old is Ray now? I shouldn't even ask that on air.
I don't know that he's 70 yet, but I got to tell you something. He looks like a movie star. He is like,
yes.
He's handsome. This is the man that's really in my
mind. He always was an unbelievable shape.
Yeah. So he was great, and he got me to Deepak Chopra, and I'm over there, and we're talking, and then they're talking about, and I open my the show to say, "Oh, Joe has a right listen to me, a right wing radio show." And I thought, you know, I'm not right wing.
Oh, that's absurd.
You know,
one of the most entertaining radio shows in all of radio. I'm not saying that because I'm your buddy. I'm saying it because it's a true observation.
But then I say,
who said this about you, Chopra?
No, I'll have him talk to the judge. No, it wasn't mean, but it was like, all I care about is the country, and I know you do too. You may disagree. You may legally see what's wrong within certain parts of the government.
But our hearts are in the same place.
I believe that. I honestly believe that. And so what do you say, Andrew? And I love you, and I got to just put this out, and I appreciate your valuable time because I see you at Fox News. When Andrew Napolitano, the judge is over there, they're pulling every single show is pulling at you every which way. You have no animus toward Donald Trump. You don't dislike Donald Trump. You
in
lived
fact,
in the
I
Donald
love
Trump.
Him from the, I love him from the days when we used to bust chops with each other.
You know? Didn't you live in one of his buildings? I think you actually.
Yes.
So there's no animus there.
He's been in my apartment.
That's the chat I wanted to see. But what do you say when people go, "Oh, the judge doesn't like Donald Trump. He doesn't like, he always goes after Donald Trump." I mean, you're just pragmatically and objectively
So what I give are legal analyses, not political analyses. And legally, the Democrats have a case against them. I can't change what the law is. I may disagree with the law, but under the law as it now stands, they have a case against them. Are they going to remove him from office? I can't imagine that happening. Are they going to impeach him? Probably, because impeachment is political, and they have enough of a basis to go on. So when I make a statement like that, that doesn't mean I hate him or I don't like Republicans. It simply means that I'm providing a legal analysis, as lawyers do. Now, a lot of great lawyers I respect, profoundly disagree with me, which is why the old one-liner is true. If you ask five lawyers to analyze the same set of facts, you'll get 10 opinions and 15 bills.
Oh, man. Hey, Judge, you know, I got to ask you, too, and I don't know that there's anything there. You think there is. You know law so much far better than I than this guy does. But I have to tell you, what fear, and I know, I hesitate to talk about this on the radio because, you know, I support the president, but
well, Joey, whispering is not going to keep your audience hearing. It's not like you're right next to me.
You're the best. You're the best. Yeah, Judd, I whisper like no one's gonna listen now. We're only,
right, right. I forgot to tell you.
A few hundred thousand of our closest friends. Listen,
right.
I actually did. I dropped my voice into a whisper. We're back in the schoolyard, Judge. You know that. We're back in the schoolyard. Listen, I'm afraid that if they go in and let's say the House votes to impeach, it goes to the Senate, and you say they'll never go through. My fear is this, and this is why I'm whispering, because I don't want anybody. I'm afraid of the right wing of the party, of the Republican Party, that they. I don't know. Can we trust that the Senate and this is a this
he
is
has
a
he has made believe it or not he has made a lot of enemies in the hard right of the party.
Oh boy!
By his when here's where I fully agree with him. Totally agree with him.
Yeah, yeah.
His willingness to comply with his promise to bring troops home, to stop nation building, and to get troops out of other people's business and let them pay for their own defenses. That. Infuriates the hard right of the Republican Party because they want American troops all over the place. They like the military-industrial complex. They think we can extend democracy by killing people. George Bush proved that doesn't work. It just destroys humanity and puts you in debt.
You know,
Trump sees right through that, and a lot of Republicans are not happy with him for it. But that is not going to result in his removal from office. Simply not going to happen.
Judge
fact,
Andrew
the impeachment trial, if it's conducted properly by Trump's people, could enhance his popularity with the base.
Whoa, there it is. Judge, you know what? I love you. Andrew, I love you, and I thank you for taking the time with us always, and I appreciate this is a great chat. And everybody's just got to relax. We got to just put aside the divide. We're all in this together.
I want you to answer this question in a whisper, Joe, so nobody can hear it. When's the next time you're going to shove a cannoli in my face on live television?
It wasn't great, and I owe you a good cannoli.
It was lousy. It tasted like cardboard.
Judge, I gave the judge. Judge was sitting in for Kennedy. I gave him a cannoli. He ate it, and I just grabbed it somewhere. And it wasn't. I owe you a good cannoli, Judge Napolitano. I will get you from Bloomfield Avenue.
Joey.
All right. I love you, Andrew.
Right.
You're the best.
Love you
Thank
too,
you,
Joe. All the best.
Okay. Yes, sir, my friend. Okay, God bless you. Judge Andrew Napolitano right there. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 736. And Big Al Gattulo is standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
53 degrees at 736. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The governor of New Jersey telling the president of the United States to keep sending refugees to the Garden State. Governor Murphy posted a letter he sent to President Trump earlier this month discussing a presidential executive order that states refugees should only be settled in jurisdictions where state and local governments agree to accept them. Murphy says the order asks states to demonstrate such consent in writing, and he wrote that New Jersey will continue to welcome those seeking safety and fleeing harm. The governor wrote that 2 million New Jerseyans are immigrants, including refugees, and they have contributed to the state's strength while enriching communities. Police are on the hunt for two suspects in connection with an attack at a Bronx hardware store that seriously injured an employee. It happened back in September at J&A Hardware in the Longwood section, where cops say the suspects got into a physical struggle with the 67-year-old store worker after knocking items off store shelves. The victim was kicked in the chest, causing him to hit his head on the pavement and lose consciousness. The duo fled the scene, and the employee was taken to a nearby hospital in serious but stable condition. In sports, Knicks outscored by 15 in the second half in a 122-102 loss to the Pistons in Detroit. Knicks now 1-7 on the season. Five different Rangers scored in a 5-1 rout of the Red Wings at Madison Square Garden. As you heard here on The Answer last night, Syracuse lost to Virginia 48-34, while on our sister station WMCA, St. John's opened the season with a 109-79 rout of visiting Mercer. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks. Let's go to the sprain south at Route 100. It's an accident getting down into Yonkers. Watch for delays on the Sawmill southbound as well, down through Yonkers by Hearst Street with a collision there. Southbound Thruway still stop and go. Spring Valley down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound GWB 25 to the upper, about 20 to the lower level. Inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel, that's 30. Holland 35 to 40. Expect delays on the Newark Bay extension of the New Jersey Turnpike right by the Newark Bay Bridge. A disabled truck in the way. 280 East exit 13. Accident still out there in Newark as well. 18 northbound in New Brunswick. It's a collision. We're still seeing a lot of volume this morning as you head over to the westbound belt. Westbound belt past Sunrise Highway. A 5-car accident. And the Grand Central Parkway West right at the Cross Island. An accident there as well. About 5 minutes in once you get over to the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Some rain likely today. High of 57. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. It's 7:37 in the morning. How are you? It's Thursday, November 7th on AM 970, The Answer, with Joe Piscopo and Frankie and Al and Debbie. Love to have you with us. If you're feeling run down, you know, I'm telling you to please try Balance of Nature. Try Balance of Nature. I had this great conversation. I told you, I was with all these holistic folks last night, I told you. And I said, you know what you have to try? And they said, what's that, Joe? I said, Balance of Nature. They said, we've heard you talk about Balance of Nature. And I explain how Dr. Douglas Howard is a medical doctor who came up with the concept of putting fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That is all Balance of Nature is. It's not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. Balance of Nature is a natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. I have to tell you, too, when you sit with the Howard family, and I will talk to Sue, Dr. Howard's wife, a lovely wife, and I started talking about antioxidants. She knew exactly every ingredient within Balance of Nature. It took years for Dr. Howard to develop this. And this is a medical doctor who understands, I hesitate to use the word holistic, but it is. It's a holistic approach to medicine because Balance of Nature are antioxidants, and those antioxidants in Balance of Nature attack the free radicals within your body and make you feel better. You owe it to yourself to at least try Balance of Nature. That's why the Howards are giving you a 35% discount and free shipping, please, on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. The offer is going to end soon, so please don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or start here, please. You owe it to yourself to go to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer.
Hi there. I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York. A show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone. Saturday mornings at 9.
Digital marketing is a big part of just about every business. It's everywhere. Is your business using it to your advantage? You could be losing sales by the second. Salem Surround can help you. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into leads. A full-service digital agency, providing you with all your marketing under one roof. Contact Salem Surround.
Get a complimentary digital analysis and get ahead of your competition. Call Salem Surround, 212-857-9635 or surroundnewyork.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Empire State Bank is a community-oriented bank that truly takes your business personally. You hear me tell you about Phil Guarnieri and the good folks and Tom and Esmeralda and all the good folks at Empire State Bank. They provide a full range of business deposit and lending products in addition to consumer deposit products that are tailored to meet each customer's specific financial needs, including Frankie Viveros Murano, who is now a proud customer of Empire State Bank. Their banking professionals at Empire State Bank provide in-depth knowledge and experience with a personal touch, all aimed at helping your business succeed and prosper. Because, you know, when small businesses succeed, our communities succeed. You know that. No one knows that better than Empire State Bank CEO Phil Guarnieri.
Thanks, Joe. Empire State Bank is different from other banks because we developed that personal relationship to help you support your business. Our business customers don't need to come out to us. We come to you to provide that service.
You know, you have many banking choices. You know that. I know that. Phil knows that. But none that deliver the personal touch that you'll experience at Empire State Bank. Locations on Staten Island, Brooklyn, Lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank. Visit, please, esbna.com. esbna.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Hey, it's a Joe on the radio, 743 on AM 970, The Answer. If you want to give us a call on the Balance of Nature phone lines, 877-970-2999, you're welcome to do so. Scott Adams is going to join us. He's the creator of Dilbert, author of the new book, Loser Think. You know, with Scott Adams will be with us this morning, and Dave Damiani as well. You know, Dave's like a great singer. You know, he goes out there and he plays all over, and he does the big band kind of sound. And he always brings me with him, whether it's Gulfport, Mississippi, whether it's out in Los Angeles. Man, we just crushed it. He took me to the Grove in Los Angeles. We played the Whisper Lounge. How cool does that sound? Yeah, man. And I went with some of his cats, you know, some of his musicians. And I just did like the Frank Sinatra impression, but now I'm with some cats who can play. Man, and we were there, and Charlie Pignon was there from Frank Sinatra Enterprises, who handles all everything that and anything that is Sinatra, you know. And then we went up there, and I was doing some riffing, you know. I did Night and Day just with the guitar with these great musicians. So Dave comes to me and says, "Hey Joe, we got to do a Christmas song, man. I'm with Haley Reinhardt, and he has these great, you know, he's with Landau Murphy, he's with Sal Valentinetti, our buddy, the voice, and he takes his great young talent and he put him on this great album." And now Dave and I did that song that we teased a little bit yesterday that will play for you in the 9 o'clock hour. Santa Claus Coming to Town. It's a swinging version with some great, great cats. So Dave Damiani will join us in the 9 o'clock hour. And don't forget tonight, if you get a chance to go over to the Chelsea Piers, about 8 o'clock, I'll be on stage. But Doodles for Hunger, we're plugging that this morning. This is not a sponsor. I just want to tell you, Doodles for Hunger, helping feed folks who, you know, just don't have a chance to. You know, the hunger, if there's hunger in the United States of America, if there's one person in America that is hungry, that's wrong. So the St. Francis Food Pantry, step up. We're honoring Commissioner Jimmy O'Neill tonight, and it's going to be a great night over there. And then tomorrow, the Rawlings Gold Glove Awards, and me and Big Al are going to be at the Army game, man. That's going to be wild. Al, I'm going to be so, it's going to be a long weekend, but we're going to have some fun. I'm glad that you're going to be there. We're going to have some fun.
I'm not holding you up.
Who's that guy? Who's that guy? Can I meditate in the Army suite up there? You know what I mean? No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. It's a little noisy.
I was saying yesterday, Frankie, before you got in, I said to Al earlier, and you kind enough to listen to the show, when I ran in and I wanted to go see my mom, so I took a long swing. No, that's more spiritual. That's more spiritual.
We're going to ask the Army band to play that.
Yeah. No. So I did a swing around Essex County, see my mom, take her some flowers, say, "Good morning, Mom. How you doing?" And give her a big hug and a kiss. And then I ran out there. So I got in a little bit late. Everybody was kind of in. And there was this meditation room at the Chamber Center for Wellbeing in Marstown. And then Ray says to me, oh, they're starting the meditation. So I'm thinking, and does that mean I got to go in there now? And I went in there and meditated with my brother Richie. He's going to crack up because he was always into this transcendental thing. I don't have the patience for it. But you know what, Frankie, works. Now, you're not a meditation kind of guy.
You know, I do meditate from time to time, you know, for starters, because it takes
with a good bourbon. With a good bourbon.
No. Right? It takes so much less time than sleeping. It's very it really does help in terms of focus.
Yeah,
when you only have 15 or 20 minutes, it really does help to center you. When you don't have necessarily an hour or an hour and a half to sleep. So I do meditate. I have to credit actually Staten Island Borough President Jimmy Otto with
no.
Yeah. Oh, no. He's no. Very big into meditation, much more so than I am.
Me?
But I've learned.
Really?
He's turned me on to a few books and stuff that I found very helpful.
Yeah, it is. I tell you what, I went and it was Deepak Chopra, man. So I was honored to be there. So, but in any case, so I meditated and am I refreshed? I don't know. Maybe I am refreshed. I don't know. But we got a lot going on. And then next week, my goodness gracious,
you had to be refreshed because you didn't oversleep like Frank did. That's right. So,
Jerry, tell me about, can you talk about the conversation on the way home, or is that being rude?
No, we had a great conversation, but you know what it is? I got a ride home from former Congressman Vito Fasella, which was very nice.
Great guy. Vito's a good guy. That. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
But, you know, the thing is, so I always
listen
get
to this out. Listen.
No. Well, so I appreciated the ride home, and it probably saved me at least 45 minutes. But the thing is, when you get a ride home, is you basically have to talk with the person that's driving you. It's not like an Uber or, you know,
in the back seat.
Right. It's not like an Uber or a bus where you could just sleep. I mean, it's good that you get door-to-door service, but you have to stay up. And believe it or not, we actually ended up talking about you and Ed Henry a lot. And Vito was saying how...
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, he said, Vito was saying how, you know, when you had Ed Henry on, you said how his book about Jackie Robinson was such a great gift for Mother's Day. You know, Vito was saying, I'm just picturing all these guys running out there and getting the Jackie Robinson book for their moms for Mother's Day. But
And you know, they did though. I mean,
I know. That's when you fell asleep.
Funny. Is that when Vito
tried?
Lost you?
I tried. So I start nodding off while Vito's driving, and Vito says, you know, are you with me? We had a great time. It was a lot of fun.
See, this is when I'm with Big Mike, and Big Mike is driving, and I'll say, I got to crash out for a second. It's okay because Mike's kind of working like that. But if you're with somebody else, you're right. Can I go in the back seat? Do you mind if you drive and I go in the back seat and I catch a nap? Is that bad manners? Maybe not. I don't know.
Well, you can't do that if a friend.
If you got to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, it's not bad.
Right.
Manners.
You can't do it with if a friend is driving. You know. I mean, that's the thing. You know. But this is actually a frequent thing that I try to balance. You know. You always wonder: do you take a ride or do you take the bus and sleep? So I took the ride.
Hey, this Frankie Fiber. What are you thinking, Deb? What are you thinking?
No, and I'm just saying, like, sometimes I cannot stay awake. So, like, no matter who's there, I will just fall asleep. Because I actually pull over and have naps if I'm just too tired.
No, that's
so
smart. That's very smart.
I can't stay awake. So it could be the president there, and I will just fall asleep. Because when I'm really tired, that's it, you know? So I don't know how Frank even stays awake when you feel like that.
Yeah. I know, it's so true. Well, hopefully you're awake this morning. We're trying to get you up and at 'em. It's Thursday, November 7th, 2019, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. And Debbie's going to get you true to roads, like it or not. And hopefully you're awake while you're driving. Good morning,
please.
Debbie.
Please stay awake or pull over and have a nap. That's better. Let's go over to the Staten Island Expressway eastbound, Joe. It's bumper-to-bumper traffic getting out toward the Verrazano. At the Verrazano Bridge, upper level, getting into Brooklyn, watch for the stalled truck over there. LIE west at Woodhaven Boulevard, a stalled truck there as well. Grand Central Parkway west at the Cross Island, a collision. We're still seeing some pockets of volume on the westbound belt past Sunrise Highway. That five-car accident still being investigated. Prepare for stop-and-go traffic on Sunrise Highway westbound, all jammed up, getting out to our Connecticut State Park, and that's all due to construction over there. Inbound GWB 25, Lincoln 30, Holland 35. It's busy on the Newark Bay extension of the New Jersey Turnpike by the Newark Bay Bridge with another stalled truck out there on the way. And prepare for some stop-and-go traffic on 18 North at Paulus Boulevard in New Brunswick. Accident takes the left lane there. And watch for slowdowns on the southbound New York State Thruway Exit 1 in Yonkers with a collision. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Wow. Hey, Joe on the radio. Oh, yeah, I got to tell you about Connors and Sullivan. I love telling you about Mike Connors. He's a buddy. And by the way, I don't know how else to tell you about Connors and Sullivan, and you get your first initial consultation free, by the way, over at Connors and Sullivan. What I love about Mike Connors, what I love about his beautiful wife, Beth, what I love about Bridget over there, Lisa answering the phone, Kelly and Rose and Justin, the great team at Connors and Sullivan, they will understand exactly your needs for estate planning. If you have someone, if you're not eligible for Medicaid, if you have a husband or a wife in a hospital or rehab center, if you are worried in any regard about that, please visit Connors and Sullivan. They have all
the answers. And I know that I talk to people. They always say, people will hear me talk to you about Connors and Sullivan, and they'll go, Joe, I'm with Mike Connors. Hey, isn't Mike great? They'll say that to me all the time. And then when Mike goes in, when Mike goes to his office and he sees you for or one of the lawyers over there at Connors and Sullivan, we'll see you. They'll say, I heard you on the Joe Show. Just tell them, look, I heard you on Piscopo. What can you do for me? They will help you like they helped me. And I'm telling you, they perform in my mind miracles for me. My life is so confusing. Mike, boom, 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 strategically broke down everything to protect the financial legacy that I've worked so hard for. Here's the number for Connors and Sullivan. Time to give them a call, 718-238-6500, just like that. They're in Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens. They're on Staten Island, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. Connors and Sullivan. And don't forget, please, to listen to Ask the Lawyer with Mike himself Sunday mornings right here on AM 970 The Answer at 11 a.m. and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on our sister station, AM 570 The Mission.
I'm Rich DeMarco with the Army Football Minute. The Army football team is back at home on Saturday for the first of two straight home games as the Black Knights get set to take on the Massachusetts Minutemen at Mikey Stadium. As the season hits its stretch run, Army head coach Jeff Monken is leaning on his players to step up.
Leadership is important. It doesn't matter where it comes from. Not necessarily from any one class or any group of players or any particular guy. Leadership is needed regardless of what point in the season we're in the off season. We are always trying to encourage those guys that can lead and will lead to step up.
It's Army and Massachusetts on Saturday. Kickoff from Mikey Stadium is at noon with airtime on sister station AM 570 WMCA beginning at 11:30 with Black Knights game day. Army football tickets for the final two home games are on sale now. Get yours today. Call 877-TIX-ARMY or visit armygameday.com. With the Army Football Minute, I'm Rich DeMarco.
Joe Piscopo with a special MyPillow alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com. Radio listener specials. Mike Lindell's newest book, MyPillow Towels, at 30% off at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use the promo code AM970.
Notch in New York City is looking for data scientists at all levels who will be responsible for performing data modeling and analysis regarding online marketing usage. We are looking for data scientists interested in working on the cutting edge of data marketing analytic applications. Send resumes to Garrison Gibbons at Notch Inc., 52 Walker Street, 5th floor, New York, New York, 10013, and reference this WNYM radio ad. Garrison Gibbons at Notch Inc., 52 Walker Street, 5th floor, New York, New York, 10013. Please reference this WNYM radio ad.
Joe on the radio, 5 minutes before 8 o'clock. I have a great Christmas gift idea for your loved ones. Noble Gold has just released that new President Trump Commander-in-Chief coin. It's a beautiful limited edition collector's piece just in time for the 2020 re-election campaign. The front of this new silver one-ounce coin features the bust of President Trump with his hand over his heart with the American flag flying behind him. The reverse side of the coin features President Trump's promise to the American people, we will make America strong again, proud again, safe again. We will make America great again. I see. I would get this for your liberal friends. Because like I said, bring us all together. Here's a coin, a President Trump coin. Come on. Is this not a great idea? Noble Gold is giving you, kind enough to listen to old Joe on the radio, a special offer. Use the promo code Piscopo to receive $10 off and a free collector's case. For more information, please visit TrumpCoin2020.com. Use the promo code Piscopo for $10 off the new Donald Trump Commander-in-Chief coin, plus a new collector's case to display this beautiful silver commemorative coin. The offer is only valid for a very limited time, so please don't wait. Visit TrumpCoin2020.com. Promo code Piscopo.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/AM970TheAnswer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Whoa, can't you see? Joe Lumberg is our marathon man, meteorologist. Joey, how you doing this morning, my friend?
You know, pretty good. Even I still have this little cold, but, you know, taking my balance of nature, it seems to be ameliorating the cold very, very well. It's not that bad.
That's a big word you just used. Ameliorating? Ameliorating? That's good. You're putting off difficult. Yeah, very nice. Very nice. The balance of nature will cut it.
The balance of nature allergy forecast is low again today.
This is good. This is good. Now, weather-wise, you're telling me the colds are coming, Joey, huh?
It's coming in two shots, my friend. The first shot comes late tonight or tomorrow. We get some rain ahead of it. Could end in the suburbs as a bit of wet snow, but it basically comes and goes quickly late afternoon and early tonight, most of it. Tomorrow it's cold, low 40s. Same thing for Saturday, low 40s, maybe 50 Sunday, a little milder Monday. But then a second shot of cold air comes in for the middle of next week. It's going to be even colder on Wednesday.
Wait, you said snow, Joe. Snow and coming in, just
I
a dusting.
I did say snow.
Not even that.
It probably melts on impact early tonight.
Okay. We can deal with that. Yeah. Thank you, Joe. You sound great, though, man. You sound great and appreciate it, Joe Lundberg. Here's our man, a couple of minutes away from 8 o'clock, 7:58 with Joe on the radio. Scott Adams will join us. He is the creator of the Dilbert comic strip, New York Times bestselling author. He's got a great new book called Loser Think. You don't want to miss Scott Adams with Joe on the radio. And Dave Damiani is with us, telling you about all the new music coming out. Frankie is here. Albert is here. Debbie is here. Most importantly, you are here, and we're coming right
now. News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
53 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The woman suspected of climbing into the lion exhibit at the Bronx Zoo, surrendering, 32-year-old Maya Autry, suddenly turned herself into the NYPD in the Bronx last night. Autry had been wanted on criminal trespass charges after a social media post showing her trespassing and taunting a lion in September went viral. She's being held in the 52nd precinct. Charges are pending. Mayor de Blasio and his incoming police commissioner Dermot Shea appear to differ on requiring bikers to wear helmets. A day after the NTSB recommended the cyclist requirement, Shea says he's on board. While Mayor de Blasio had some reservations, de Blasio says there has to be an honest conversation about the value of bike helmets while not discouraging people from riding bikes. In sports, Knicks blown out by the Pistons, Rangers crushed the Red Wings, Syracuse lost to Virginia, St. John's over Mercer.